What day is this? 28th. Good evening and welcome. We call to order the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting for January 28th of 2025. Welcome, and let's begin, please, with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a quorum, so we will proceed. Just a few procedure announcements. Agenda items may be taken out of order. The tab may combine two or more items on the agenda for consideration. The tab may delay or remove an item from the agenda. No action may be taken on any matter not on the posted agenda. This tab is advisory, and all recommendations go to either or both the Planning Commission and/or the Board of County Commissioners. If speaking on an item, please announce your name and your address. All comments are limited to 3 minutes, please. Please place all your electronic devices on silent or stun. Please address all comments to the tab, not to each other. And if you have private conversations, keep them that way by taking them out in the hallway, please. Excuse me. We're now at the point where we have public comment options available for people in attendance. If you care to comment on any item that's on the agenda, but feel you can't stay for the meeting to comment at the time it is heard, this is your opportunity. Is there anyone with that, please? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and proceed. To approve the minutes of 1-14-25, has everybody seen them?
Yes.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, approve of the agenda. Theme seems to be pretty straightforward. Items 3, 4, 5, and 6 are related, so they will be heard together and voted on separately. Otherwise, we'll just do things in order because the first two seem pretty quick also. Any objections to the agenda? We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Okay, thank you. Mike, you have any informational items for us?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. We'll proceed then into the agenda. We have a presenter here for item one. That's you guys? Okay. I'll read it into the record again. WS240578. I'll screw your name up again, and I apologize. Anahit Sagamanyan. Got closer? Okay, sorry. Waiver of development standards to reduce the rear setback in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.08 acres in an RM18 zone. This is located on the west side of Sunset Pine Street, approximately 35 feet north of Violet Sunset Avenue and within Spring Valley. do I recall this is the item that you held for 2 weeks? Okay. If we can just cut to the chase here, because we already heard the item itself. Have you met with your HOA? Do you have anything clarified with them?
Yes, we emailed the HOA. They got back to us stating that...
Can I just change your name for the record?
Sure, Albert Bagdasarian, address is 6593 Sunset Pine Street. Emailed the HOA. They responded back saying they don't have jurisdiction over any of the homes in regards to structures, so they couldn't give us a response on that.
I'm sorry, who are you? And we need to hear you.
My assistant.
My sister, Ani Bagdasarian. So, it was her name? Ani Bagdasarian.
Ani?
Yes, we're representing Marlon. They said they're a landscape maintenance association, so not really an HOA, so they don't. We pay like maybe $20 a month to them. We never get any notices, so they're not really like a typical HOA.
So what was their position on this particular project?
So they said we don't have jurisdiction. They don't.
They're
saying they don't have jurisdiction.
Landscape maintenance, and they're saying that they don't care.
But
okay.
We get letters from our neighbors as well, just because, just something extra. But
all right.
Okay,
I was hoping they'd make it a little bit easier for us.
it,
I get it. No, I get it. I understand. Randy, would you like to hear a presentation on this so you know what it is before we have to vote?
Not really. I just have a few questions.
Okay.
If you don't mind. And so you're representing the owners?
I'm the owner.
So are you the owners?
My mother is.
Okay. So very quickly, how did this item come to where you have to apply?
My mother would like to later maybe be able to rent it. She acquired the house at the beginning of the year. So she talked to a contractor, architecture contractor, and talked to rental management companies, and they said, okay, then you need to get it permitted. So architecture contractor got the building to approve it, and then we were about to get started on it, and then the last step, they said, oh, zoning. So that's how we ended up here.
There's no public response case. There's no complaints to the county.
Okay, got it.
They initiated this just to try to make sure that everything...
They were trying to do the right thing, and it bit them. Okay.
So I'm going to ask someone from comprehensive planning, just so you're aware. So in the event that this application gets all the way through the appropriate committees, whether it's planning commission or the county commission itself, building code still has to weigh in on this, correct? Am I understanding this? If
they
you could
do,
explain.
They have fire separation standards, which are separate from Title 30 regulations. So it may be approved through our process, but it may not be approved through the building process.
Understood.
All right.
And like I mentioned, our contractor, they pretty much got the approval. They submitted plans and everything.
Yeah.
They pretty much got the approval. We just got stopped.
Yeah. You don't need to. Let's put it this way. I'm all for making sure you get what you need to do. So you don't need to explain a whole lot to me.
Okay.
I just want to let you know what might be ahead of you.
Yeah.
So, and given the fact that you've done what you can, and you're going to appear either before the planning commission or the county commission, you have the case before you.
Yeah.
So I would be inclined to support, however, with the caution that just because I said, okay, the building code might say no. So as long as you're aware of that.
Understood.
Okay.
My apologies, I forgot to ask, is there anyone in the audience with questions or comments on this item? I didn't think so. Okay. Anybody else on the board have any questions or comments? I would note that I looked around the neighborhood, and second-story decks are not at all uncommon in that area. And so it doesn't appear to my eye to be anything that's changing the character of the neighborhood. I believe it's just simply a setback issue. That's my take. Anyone on the board have any other questions or comments? Okay. That being the case, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve as presented with the staff, if approved, conditions.
Got it.
That's the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
And good luck with the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
It's kind of a case of no good deed goes unpunished. Item two, that's you, Denicia, I think.
Yep.
Okay. ET2440040. Also once known as WS210544, JAMD LLC, waiver of development standards, first extension of time for design for alternative driveway geometrics. Design reviews for the following: office building, finished grade on 3.8 acre portion of 13.6 acres in a CP zone. This is on the south side of Arby and the east side of Cimarron within Spring Valley. We're only considering the extension of time request, and it is a first extension request. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Denicio Gordillo, 204 Henderson, Nevada, 89012, here on this matter. I think I can speak to you here. It'll be brief. If you want to see any exhibits, I also have those as well. But all we're considering tonight is the first extension of time to commence the use. We've worked with staff. We appreciate the recommendation of approval. We've had some delays. Primarily the Caddy Corner property that's a distribution center. they kind of got a head start on their off-site improvement plans, so that kind of delayed us, but we're saving quite a bit of, a substantial amount of money in terms of them doing some improvements along Cimarron that we would have had to if we would have been in line first. So we're almost there. Our civil improvement plans should be approved by Public Works. Right now we're looking at the beginning of March. Once we have those, we pay the fees. Then we get a building permit, which we have an active building permit in process now. And then, of course, we can start the entire process of getting all the material on site. The only thing that I would respectfully request of you tonight, I did run it by planning. They're not necessarily opposed to it. If you look at the first bullet under preliminary staff recommendation, that is more or less a standard condition that they use. However, we believe that we would not be able to, by definition, legally commence the use by November of 2025. It doesn't give us a whole lot of time to do that, because under the options of commencement, our only two options that we have is one, go vertical, or two, actually grade the site, do final grading on the site, which of course that takes time, it takes movement, heavy equipment, substantial amount of financial commitment once we actually have a building permit. So we do not believe that we can meet that deadline of November 2025 for legally commencing the use. So we would ask of you if you could give us an additional 6 to 12 months beyond the November 17th of 2025 for commencement. And we believe that we can meet that or comply with that, and that way you wouldn't see us again. Once we commence, so long as we continue forward with the construction of the project as designed and as approved, you would never see us again for another extension of time. So with that, again, we respectfully request your approval along with that modification to the commencement deadline under bullet number one, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Just for clarity, you would like to have the commence date be what?
Either 6 to 12 months. We would prefer 12 months.
Can you give
me a date? November of 2026.
Okay.
To be able to do that, to legally commence. But if you believe that 6 months is more in order, then we would go with that as well.
Can you meet 6 months?
6 months beyond November of 2025?
Yeah.
Yeah, we believe we can make commencement of the use by then.
Okay.
Because again, our only property is already subdivided, so we can't use that as commencement. Our only two options is to actually physically start going vertical or to grade the site. And again, that takes time to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Anyone in the audience with questions or comments on this item? Seeing none, we'll close that. Come to the board. Any board questions or comments?
And just clarification. So basically, it's the work to be done that's delaying and has nothing to do with any financing issues?
No, at this point in time, again, if you look at the analysis, well, not the analysis, well, partial the analysis, but also the justification in your staff report. We've put a lot of financial commitment into this project already in terms of the offsite permits that they're hopefully will be ready to be issued by March of this year, early March of this year. Building permits, we've already done that. All we're waiting on is the civil improvement plans, they're also termed offsite permit.
But the reason why I asked that is you're asking for almost a year after the one, maybe I'm misreading it, but they're looking for November 2025.
Yeah, November of 2025.
So you're asking for another year.
Either 6 to 12 months beyond that,
okay.
Right.
Okay. I only mentioned that because of the holding costs that might increase because of that. So financing is not going to be an issue.
No, I mean, right now the issue is really, of course, the cost of materials.
Right.
Getting it assembled on site, getting all the heavy equipment. In the case of grading, for example,
right.
Getting the equipment out there. Well, first off, getting a grading permit along with the building permit, and then actually grading the site.
So I'm okay with the extension of time. It's
okay.
What it is.
The timing of it.
I'll leave to the consensus of the board.
Okay, perfect. We'd be okay with that. Is that whatever you do? I'll defer to you.
Anyone else on the board? Questions, comments? Do we have a motion? I remind you that he said 6 months should be doable, and that
right.
would be.
So I'm okay with that.
May of 26, right?
May of 26.
Yeah.
So I would make the motion to approve amending the original request to May 2026. Should I put a date in there? May.
May I suggest a bit?
Sure. It might, you can suggest anything.
It might be more clear if I, tell me if I understand you correctly. I think you're motioning to approve the extension with a commence date of 5/26.
Correct. I'll steal that and make that as a motion.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear for the secretary and the record. Yeah. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much. Have a good night.
You too.
At least there wasn't a throat cut issue.
Glad you're feeling well. Tony, are you the last four?
I am.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and start reading.
Yep.
Item three, PA 24700036, Thomas Pittman Jr. and Agnes, Rev Agnes T. I'll just read it in order, whatever. Agnes Rev TR and Pittman's Thomas E. Jr. and Agnes TRS, plan amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from Ranch Estate Neighborhood to Business Employment on 2.5 acres. It's generally located on the northwest corner of Post and Mann within Spring Valley. Item four is zone change, ZC 240675. Same applicants to reclassify 2.5 acres from an RS 20 zone to an IP zone within the Airport Environs Overlay, generally located on the northwest corner of Post and Mann within Spring Valley. Item five, VS 240677, same applicants, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between El Camino and Redwood and Patrick and Post within Spring Valley. And last but not least, item six, WS 240676, same applicants, waiver of development standards for increased maximum parking, design review for a warehouse facility on 2.5 acres, in an IP zone within the Airport Environs Overlay, AE 60, generally located on the northwest corner of Post Road and Mann Street within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant, as you can see from the aerial, the site is highlighted there in yellow. It is 2.5 acres located at the corner of Post, which is our south, and Mann, which runs along our east property line there. Essentially, this application has two major components to it, the first being our master plan and zone change, and the second being the design review portion of it. With respect to the master plan and the zoning, you can see right here the current master plan is rural neighborhood, which would allow basically two units to the acre, as well as residential RS 20 lot under the zoning here. We are asking to go to this light blue color, which would be light industrial. As staff notes in their write-up, that is appropriate for several reasons. One, we are located in this whole area in the AE 60 overlay. The AE 60 strongly discourages residential development. So even though it is zoned RS 20, it would not be encouraged for residential because of aviation noise. Number two, we are surrounded on the west and north by this property right here, which is the Department of Aviation property. Department of Aviation confirmed that when or if and when they do release that property, it would have a deed restriction preventing residential development because of the AE60 noise contours. Finally, there is approved development on Santa Margarita right across here for light industrial uses. So you can see there has been some of that trend now to go on the north side of Post Road for this light industrial use. And I think primarily because of the difficulty to build residential in this area based on the noise contours. So with that, we appreciate staff's recommendation on the master plan amendment to light industrial and along with zone change for the light industrial. With respect to our design review, we are proposing to build about 35,000 square feet of office warehouse composed of two buildings, one roughly 14,000 square feet, the second one being about 21,000 square feet. We will have 11 office/warehouse components to this. There'll be five in this building here, six located in our north building. As you can see from our elevations, we will have an entrance here along with a 16-foot-tall roll-up door. The roll-up doors are going to be facing internal to the site, not towards the any other property or the right-of-way in compliance with Title 30. You can see we have the nice landscaping along the edges of it as well. One of the unique factors that we are now requesting is an alternative to parking. We're actually under the new Title 30 overparked. We are 15% higher than what the code would require. Our justification is that there are going to be multiple tenants in this in these buildings here. We have space for 11 separate tenants, and with that we have obviously 11 separate operators and consumers coming to them, as opposed to if this were one large warehouse facility, then that those numbers would be dramatically reduced. We appreciate staff's overall recommendation of this for approval on not only the master plan, the zone change, but our design review. And the last component of this is we do have a vacation abandonment patent easements. We have 33-foot-wide patent easements on the perimeter to the west, north, and east, and 8 foot along Post Road here. Those easements are no longer needed for roadways or any other type of right-of-ways, as there is access to the site. With that, we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone in the audience with questions or comments on these four items? None? We'll come to the board then. Board? One thing I'd love to ask you to address is, you know, 2 weeks ago I had to park way out there because the parking lot was full. You go everywhere in town, the parking lots are full. What is the rationale for that requires you to ask for a waiver to have what you consider minimally adequate parking?
I don't know that I can give you an answer on that. We are, you know, going by what the code tells us to do. So the code says that there's a parking ratio, and we have exceeded it above 15% because we are above that window, which we think we need to support this. We have to have that waiver. So we think in order for this to be a viable and development, we do need that parking.
Because
more than that, I don't know. Can't tell you as to why the code is exactly like that. But
I'm glad I'm not alone on that. I'm assuming that probably the rationale had to do with heat island effect.
That and public transportation encouraging the use of it.
So in other words, you want a social engineer and force people to take the bus to the warehouse. And I no, you're the one presenting it, so it's you. Okay. So you want a social engineer people riding the bus to the job at the warehouse, which usually involves trucks and cars and that stuff, because it's moving stuff. And if it's a heat island issue, that can generally be addressed with shade structures and canopy trees and so on. So quite honestly, it makes no sense to me that you have to ask for a waiver.
Well,
I understand why you do, and I understand the code says what it says. For what it's worth, that's my take on it. That and the $4, you can get a half cup of coffee at Starbucks.
There you go.
Exactly. Which also has a crowded parking lot. Is there anyone else who has any thoughts or whatever on this? Okay, we have motions. Which item are you moving on?
Number three.
Okay.
Move to approve incorporating staff conditions.
Staff have approved conditions, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that passes. Item four, motion. You want to continue?
Sure. Unless anybody else wants to take it, I'll move to approve incorporating staff if approved conditions.
Okay, that's the motion to approve with staff recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that's approved. Item five.
I'll go for it. Move to approve by incorporating staff if approved conditions.
Okay, we have a motion as to approve with staff conditions. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Thank you. And item six.
I will make a motion, but I would like to make a comment after the vote.
Okay.
So I would make a motion to approve incorporating if approved conditions or staff if approved conditions.
Staff actually recommended approving the waiver, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Approve the staff conditions?
Yes.
Okay. That's the motion. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
This is not intended for comment.
Should the comment be held till the comment section?
Sure.
Okay.
But he's going home.
I can hang up.
All right.
All right, well.
Just so we follow the agenda.
Yeah, so I'll hold the comments until the public
thank
comment
you.
Section.
I don't want to get in trouble with the agenda keepers of the agenda. We'll be quick, because it's time to ask Mike, do you have any general business?
Not this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, do we have any comments by the general public? This is a period where you can feel free to comment on any subject. Please, a 3-minute time limit. Is there anyone who cares to speak right now?
Well, I just want to comment, Tim. I've been on this commission or this committee for at least 2 years. This is the first time I've seen all of your recommendations of recommended by staff.
Thank you. Every now and then.
Have a nice evening.
Okay. Our next meeting date will be February 11, 2025. And with that, till we meet again, we're adjourned.
28.